What's the trick or recipe for trying to get out of the gate quicker? Funny, we were complaining before about third quarter. now you're not starting quick enough. So how do you look at that overall?
It's you know, there's usually not one specific reason or answer for that problem. And you're right, we had it there for a little bit where the third quarter was, the part of the game we were starting a little slower in. And so, you really got to focus on being prepared, knowing how you're going to try to start the game, making sure that the players feel good about the things we're doing and go out and try to be aggressive. I mean, you can't, I think it comes down to coaching and playing well, whatever quarter you're talking about. And if we can do those things in the third quarter or the second quarter, the fourth quarter, we certainly can do them in the first quarter. And, I think it's definitely going to be a point of emphasis for us every week. It always is. It's an important aspect of every game in the NFL to try to get out in front and start well. And we just need to be prepared and ready to go at the beginning of the game and just try to execute a little bit better. And I'm sure there's things that I can do that can help those situations out. If it's a call or a grouping to use, whatever it may be, we can all do our jobs a little bit better, obviously, than what we've been doing them at the beginning of the game the last few weeks.
A couple of questions here, kind of related. Just two guys we haven't seen a lot of. One, Josh Boyce. Kind of got thrown in there on Sunday, and just your thoughts on how he handled himself. And the second one is it's the process with a player like James Devlin. Kind of take me through how you work with someone like that who's coming from a lower level program and switching sides of the ball professionally.
Well, Josh Boyce is. He's worked hard since we drafted him, and he's done a nice job of really trying to learn our system and be ready to go each week. He hasn't had that many opportunities, but that certainly hasn't affected his attitude or work ethic. And I think he's a great example of a younger player who's got the right approach. He's really given the defense a good look multiple weeks during the course of the season. He's worked hard at, I'm sure, trying to learn the nuances of doing the kickoff returns, and he's ready to go and play at multiple spots in our offense, which is I would say a very big positive for a younger player. And the other day he got thrown in there. He played multiple positions. He didn't have any mental errors, and I think he caught a ball and. Definitely helped us in some situations, get some things lined up and run that he hadn't practiced a whole lot during the course of the week. So really happy to have him on our team, and we know that we need everybody coming down the stretch, and he certainly hopefully will have a chance to impact the game even more going forward. With James, I think we got him from. I think he was with Cincinnati before we got him, and definitely showed some traits. As a guy that could be physical and help you as a lead blocker, as a fullback, and we had an opportunity to have him last year, and did some good things catching the football out of the backfield. He has done some things as a tight end for us as well, just trying to maximize his versatility and his role. And he's a smart player. He's smart, he's tough, and he's dependable. And usually there's a place on your team for guys like that, and he certainly has helped us in numerous ways, and was very happy to see him have a chance to score the other day, and he definitely helped us impact the game.
Hi, Josh. I got two quick ones for you. Let me the first one, I'll kind of piggyback off Rich's question about Devlin. You put the ball in his hands a few times, which has been rare this year, and I'm guessing that he's the kind of guy that makes the bulk of his contributions maybe behind the scenes or definitely out of the spotlight. how important are guys like that on your offense and for your team?
Well, I think, you know, James has embraced his role, and I think we have a lot of guys. I mean, I don't know anybody in our team that hasn't really done that, and he's a good example of a guy that may not get a ton of the credit up front, but certainly deserves his share of it because he's helped us in the running game as a lead blocker. We move him and put a little bit of a burden on him in terms of learning multiple positions. He's allowed us to, you know, use some different formations and different things in the passing game where he needs to be flexible and allow us to move him in different areas of the field and the formation. And he's definitely learned those things and embraced that role. And an incredibly unselfish player, works hard, definitely adds an element of toughness to our team and to our offense. And, you know, he comes to work every day and gives you everything he has. So I think anytime you can add a player to your team like that, you know, it can only help you.
Thanks. And the second question, kind of an X's and O's question specific to your offense. Now that you've had Edelman and Amendola and Gronkowski healthy and in the lineup here the last few weeks, what you guys are trying to do when you've got a guy like Gronk who's healthy and producing, what kind of an impact does that make on the slot guys? What, you know, they all seem to be playing better now that they're all sort of out there, but what kind of impact does Gronk being out there have on Julian and Danny?
Well, you know, I mean, anytime you have a player that the defense tries to pay more attention to at times, it can certainly help provide the other players with more one-on-one opportunities. It certainly doesn't get them open. They have to do that on their own, and all those guys you mentioned, and, you know, I'd put KT and Aaron and Shane Vereen, and, you know, there's a lot of guys that have actually done a lot of good things in those situations for us when they've had an opportunity to have one-on-one coverage, and it gives you those chances. I think that the one thing that showed up the other day, and it's the same thing that showed up in the last few weeks here, is those guys have also played in plenty of our two receiver alignments where they're both on the perimeter, and they've been productive there as well. So I think, you know, we're trying to get everybody involved. We know we got a lot of players that can help us out offensively and help us move the ball and score points, and we're trying to utilize them the best that we can, and then also play off of what the defense is trying to take away from us, and count on the guys that, you know, have those one-on-one opportunities or the matchups that may be in our favor. We're trying to count on those guys each week to come up big for us. And the last so many weeks, we've been better. We can still definitely improve. We got a long way to go in order to hopefully see what it can ultimately look like, you know, in the next so many weeks, but I think we're getting better, and we work hard every week to try to do that.
Josh, I wanted to ask you about this Browns defense, specifically their coordinator, the same coordinator who was in Arizona last year, gave you guys some problems. Do you see many similarities between what he was doing in Arizona, Ray Horton, to what the Browns are doing? And if you could just get into what you see from their defense.
You do. You definitely do. They have an aggressive scheme. I think they're in the top four or five there in total yards. They don't give up big plays, which is, I think, to me a big sign of a good defense. They make you drive the ball if you're going to score points. They haven't allowed many red area trips, you know, in terms of the entire season. You know, many teams haven't got down there more than once or twice in a game. And they do a good job in the running game and in the passing game. They've created pressure on the quarterback, all of which, you know, we saw from his defense last year in Arizona. I think this group is extremely well coached. He certainly has a great grasp of what he wants to do against the opponent each week, and there's definitely changes and game plan pressures and different subtleties that he mixes in there that you know, seemingly always work, you know, when he uses them. So, you know, it's, you know, that last year they did some different things and created some issues for us when he was in Arizona. And, you know, we have a great deal of respect for him and this group. And as far as the players are concerned, I think they really have a top-notch front. You know, they got some big guys in there, Taylor and Ruben, and Bryant plays in there too. And I mean, those guys do a good job up front. They don't give up a lot of yards in the running game. Kruger and Sheard have done a good job as edge rushers. It's kind of, you know, he's from the Pittsburgh scheme, so it's kind of those Pittsburgh type of outside linebackers. They're good in the running game. They definitely generate pressure on the quarterback. Mingo, the rookie's mixed in there and created some negative plays in the pass rush and done a good job for him being disruptive. And I think they have two of the best cover linebackers and active linebackers inside that will play all year in DeQuell Jackson and Robertson. And these guys can move sideline to sideline. They cover tight ends. They cover backs. They read the quarterback's eyes well in zone coverage. And you better get a hat on them in the running game or you're going to have a hard time running the ball, you know, at their defense. And the secondary, Hayden is a guy that's, you know, one of the better corners that you're going to find in the league for sure. He's got great ability to match, you know, routes and make plays on the ball, reads the quarterback well, physical, tackles. You know, he's a really solid player. Scrying on the other side is a guy that had a lot of pass breakups this year, real fast guy, hard to get away from. And then the safeties are, you know, Ward is an aggressive guy that's more of a downhill guy, and Gibson does a real good job of reading the quarterback and getting to the ball and then be part of the field when he's back there too. So not a lot of holes and easy yards against this group. Like I said, they don't give up many big plays. They make you earn every yard you get. And they're a good defense against the run and the pass, and they'll present a great challenge for us. And like I said, they're extremely well coached.